Okay, welcome to our pre-show here for the 22nd. And we're going to have Don Berman recapping the big, busy news period here in L.A. We're also going to have Baxter Banks and Frank Gray, because some friend of Bud's named New Way Wilson created a GoFundMe called the Baxter Banks Spank Bank. I don't know. I don't know. I can't control them. So, yeah, man. We just finished watching a movie called Conclave. This is insane. It's not insane, but... Okay. It stars Ralph Fiennes, who we all know and love. I think he's great. John Lithgow is in it. Stanley Tucci's in it. And some terrific supporting actors. So the Pope dies. Very well-known Pope. And the battle is on to see who succeeds him. Who will be the new Pope? The favorite is the character played by Stanley Tucci. He's very liberal. He's a very progressive Pope. He's going up against a Pope by the name of, or a Cardinal by the name of Tedesco, is a wonderful Italian actor who I don't know his name, but he plays the ultra-conservative, anti-Islam, anti-Muslim Pope. And in the middle is a guy who is a priest from Kabul. He was a priest in Kabul, and they have a Catholic diocese in Kabul, Afghanistan. And this priest from Mexico originally is named by the now-deceased Pope to be the first bishop of Kabul. And he shows up. I guess you got to be a cardinal, so. But he shows up in the Vatican, and he's going to take part in the voting for the new papal cat. All right, new Pope meeting. Papal cat meeting the Pope. So, and Ralph Fiennes plays the character that we all see the world through. There's always one character that we see the world through his eyes. He's the one who is the ultimately heroic. Maybe he's not the hero, but he's ultimately on the right side, because we all want to know, we all want to be on the right side. We want to know what the right side person's thinking. And he is trying to do his best. A lot of people think he should be the Pope. He gets a little support. Stanley Tucci's character gets support. But ultimately, all these people wind up just kind of slitting each other's throats, theoretically, or, you know, figuratively, until there's only one guy left that everybody votes for after this big, long Islamophobic speech made by this one cardinal. They're so turned off by that guy, they turn around and vote for the very guy who was the bishop of Kabul, this priest Benitez. He's from Mexico. He's had a ministry in the Congo. He's been in Africa. He's been, you know, all over the fucking place. This dude, and the guy who was wanted to be Pope and got disqualified as John Lithgow's character, because he's just a piece of shit. He's a backstabbing piece of shit. And he was fired by the Pope before he died from some job he had. Now comes this cat from Mexico, is the Bishop of Kabul. He is the new Pope. They have voted for him. They think he represents everything they want to be. Until we find out. I don't want to fuck it up for you. There's a big reveal. So let me just recommend you see Conclave. Terrific. And I want to single out the actor that played the Italian cardinal who is very Islamophobic. Here he is, Sergio Castellitto. Boy, this guy was great. He was fucking great. He played this Islamophobic cardinal, Italian, really terrific. He's about my age, too. He's almost exactly a year younger than me. Born in Rome, graduated from the Silvio D'Amico National Academy of Dramatic Art in 1978. He began his theatrical career in Italian public theater with Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. These are guys that have got some great theater. You know, when you want to be an actor, and, you know, when I left radio, I was doing voiceover. And I got acting jobs because people liked the character work that I did on the radio, but I was not a formally trained actor. I'd been in acting classes. Don't get me wrong, I've been in 3 or 4 different acting classes with pretty good teachers. But I had never performed on stage except for one time. I'd done one play, Dial M for Murder, back in the 80s. And to be a great actor, you have to have stage experience. I know that there's a lot of actors that have made it with, you know, not that much, like Johnny Depp. There's a guy who really honed his craft on television and then in the movies. I don't know how much theater experience Johnny Depp's got. Maybe not a lot, but cats like that are few and far between. He's just a goddamn good, talented actor. But I don't know how many cats can do that. Most come from... I used to think Jack Nicholson was strictly a TV and film actor until I found out he had been in theater here in Los Angeles before he broke into movies. The really good ones. Here in California, Pasadena Playhouse, there's some great theaters here and great theater groups. That's why I joined Theater West. At my age, whatever, you know, got to start someplace. Because I at least wanted to know what it was like to learn formally stage acting. And when I look at these guys, I'm in such awe and such admiration for these cats because they just got it, man. And they know what they're doing and they are, they fill out the character. And they say that movies and TVs are a director. Movies and TV, they are a director's medium, or they are director's media. But the stage is an actor's medium. That's where you get to express artistically 100% who and what you are as an actor, as opposed to sort of being a chess piece being moved on a board when you're doing television and film. And I'm not knocking it. That's just the way it is. All right, enough of that bullshit, because I don't even know what it is I'm talking about. But anyway, I do recommend Conclave. Let's see those. Stanley Tucci, Ray Fine, John Lithgow. excuse me. This wonderful guy I just told you about, Sergio Castellito. Or Isabel, I almost missed out. Isabella Rossellini, she plays Sister Agnes. She's great. She is fucking great. Carlos Diaz plays Benitez. Really terrific movie. And boy, do I love Isabella Rossellini anyway. And she was talking about being a model in the early 80s. She's about a year younger than me. Right? No, she's actually, Isabella Rossellini's 3 months older than me. And that's the great thing, man, about being my age at this point in history. The women, a lot of women my age, are fucking hot. I don't give a shit what anybody says or thinks. My girlfriend, Jackie, she's not as old as me. But she is one hot chick. And Isabella Rossellini still looks fucking good to me, man. I don't know, you know. It's a great time to be old. Woo-hoo! All right, man. Here it comes, today's show.